Hi, Jason.
Yeah, it's Jason.
Hello, my name is Evan. I'm the Director of Financial Advanced Services for your region. How are you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for asking. I see here that Saimi got you all qualified as well. She took some great notes for us as well. Now, let's just clarify for myself to make sure I'm selecting the absolute best package for you today. Now, I see you are doing holiday lighting with about a 60-mile radius servicing pretty much any building that will pretty much be putting up anything.
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
Awesome, man. Awesome. That's exactly what we're looking for here. Now, with that, I do see you already have like an Angie's Leads page and profile up. Do you have anything else going on for like marketing and outreach? I can understand maybe you're doing some signage and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just do Facebook ads and then yard signs and then Angie. That's all I've been using so far.
Oh, perfect, perfect. How are you liking the Facebook ads so far?
They're okay. I've got a couple jobs, but most of the people that are just price shopping and hasn't been a huge hit yet. Angelique's has been a better one so far. I've got quite a few jobs off of it. Also, mm-hmm. I have like 3 jobs off of yard signs. So,
gotcha.
Between all of them, I've been doing all right. So,
yeah. And like, how far have you got into like programming your Facebook ads? Did you like get in kind of the nitty gritty of those and doing all like the target searches and everything?
Yeah, I usually target search ages 30 to 65 and then have my radius set for about a 60-mile range. And then, I've played with a couple different options of having lead forms and messaging and stuff like that.
Right.
And both of them, I get quite a few leads, just the close rate is not as high on those.
Yeah, for sure. It's a little bit strugglesome to program the Facebook ad side of things sometimes. Because what is effective on that side is because they're all targeted ads. Like, they're based off of, like, people saying or typing something. So to integrate that side of that correctly, it takes some expertise. But we can definitely take care of all that for you, too. Yeah, so I'm looking at what you're already doing, the service radius that you're actually in and the demand within there. And we're definitely going to recommend the Platinum package for you. With that, it's a great fit for everything you're wanting right now and just to get the most amount of exposure and overall jobs coming your way. And with that, we put you on the first page of Google, Yelp, Bing, as well as Safari. So on every single one of those platforms, you're not only just on the first page, but you are at the top results for every single service that you offer holiday lighting wise and any variation of that. On top of that, we continue on with Facebook with you. We'll do posts and content creation and of course do those advertisements, and we're Meta partners. We're partners with Facebook. So we have some resources that aren't available to the general public and just overall expertise with working with them. And from that, we're able to really make the most out of those target advertisements. And you'll see an even greater retention rate because it's just hard to really navigate without having that type of technical background. But we'll definitely get you on the right track with that platform. Along with this, we'll give you a nice, and this is no additional charge, by the way, we'll give you a nice looking website to put you up there on. We'll make sure that we have like all your own pictures, before and afters, your services, contacts, even have like some more technical stuff on there, like a 24/7 chatbot we can put on there if you want. That'll just answer questions for any potential clients. And then of course, with all of this, we're going to hold your hand through all of it. I mean, a majority of it's going to be on us. Any heavy lifting you got to do is going to be in the first week of just giving us any type of, like access point. But we pretty much take the reins from there and have you just focus on the jobs we're getting you because there will be a lot that come through. But with this, I understand you're relatively new. Is that right?
Yeah, I've only been doing this for about a month and a half. Yeah,
perfect,
it's like a seasonal
man.
Business.
Yeah. That's no problem at all because with this, we can just put – whenever things wrap up towards like mid-December, you can just put a pause on this and not have to pay anymore and just come back to us whenever the season rolls around, or if you want to pivot down the road, there's something else you do, we can actually program you into that as well. Now, with you being
I'm
going
to be starting, what's that?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm going to be starting a pressure washing business here probably sometime towards the end of January.
Perfect.
And then with lighting, I'm going to also offer permanent lighting after the seasons are over here, probably in January sometime.
Oh, that's perfect, man. So, yeah, as soon as, like, you start veering off of doing this holiday lighting, which will definitely have a huge market and a plethora of people coming your way, we can definitely pivot you and put you into the pressure washing side of things. I mean, that wouldn't take but, like, a month to get you, like, on a consistent flow of that, too. So that isn't a problem for us. We actually do that a lot. But with you being a less than a year into this, I'm able to apply our newly established business rate, which is actually what Siami tapped me for in the first place. And when I do that for this specific position today, I'm able to knock off about 60% of our normal price for this. So you're looking at a month-to-month rate of only $249 a month, and there's no contracts associated. Like I said, it's just month-to-month payments, as well as there's never going to be hidden or additional charges.
Okay. And there's no, like, startup fee or anything like that. It's just $250 something a month.
Yeah, yeah. Today we'll just get that $249. I'm going to get some information from you, as well as we'll schedule a client interview, which is essentially like a 20-minute to a 40-minute long conversation with one of our specialist, and they kind of deep dive into getting all the details that I don't get from you, as well as just a well-rounded idea of where you plan on taking this business, so we can market in the most efficient way. Even if it is a seasonal one, we can make out a game plan that's going to get you the most amount of money possible. But yeah, we can go ahead and get this rolling. What are your hours of operation looking like?
So currently I'm working still at a day job, so I work there 7 to 4. So typically I'm available, I'm available all day for quotes and different stuff like that if I do it online or taking phone calls, but any in-person stuff is after probably from 5 o'clock probably to like 8 or 9 o'clock, and then my weekends are open.
Okay, gotcha. So but available for calls every single day, like pretty much 7 days a week.
Yep.
During the week, your services are looking at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday you're pretty much fully open. What's your cutoff date on Saturday through Sunday?
You mean like days that wouldn't work, or?
I mean cutoff times. I'm sorry. Like, what time do you usually start work on the weekends, and then like what time do you end?
It's really open to depending on how big the job is, but I mean, I can get out there as early as 7. Like I have 2 installs this weekend. I'm going to be out there at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, really from daylight to dark is usually where I'd be working there, which even in, I mean, I guess you could work till 9 p.m. and use a headlamp too, but, so yeah, really all day, say 7 to 8 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I went ahead and put down, is 7 to 8. And then you can make that judgment if you want to stay out there on those specific jobs. We just won't market you for that, so they aren't expecting that.
Okay.
All right. And are you licensed or insured for this?
Yeah, I'm licensed. The insurance part, I'm still working on getting that set up. So I'm actually doing my first install today. I've worked with my brother. He's got his own Christmas light company. I've helped him out a few times, but, yeah, I'll be getting insurance before I start my install today.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. That's exactly what we want. Now, this is holiday lighting, and we're going to market you for residential and commercial, but, you said, you wanted like a, like maybe, market yourself, and we can definitely actually key you into that. Is those permanent lights is what you would really like to, assume those are a little bit better of a moneymaker.
Yeah, those are, I've actually been getting a ton of leads for them. I just have to do some research and get some knowledge around that. I'm not familiar with it yet, so I told all my customers that have been calling about it just to reach back out in January. I'll be doing some training and stuff on that.
Gotcha. And within holiday lighting, is there any specific type or anything that maybe you just prefer doing or you'd like us to give a little bit of emphasis on marketing you in?
I'd say the biggest moneymaker there is like gutter lines and peaks on roofs. But obviously we offer full packages from tree wraps to posts, wreaths, garland, all that stuff. So we'll never turn on anything, and it all adds extra money to the job. So
perfect. And I see you're out of Beach Island. What are some, like, other cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to, like, focus your marketing in?
Right. Okay. So, Aiken County, we can go all the way up to Columbia, Lexington. We do Evans, Martinez, Georgia. Yeah, Evans and Martinez are both in Georgia, just kind of in that general area down there, Augusta. Pretty much just a 60-mile radius from Beach Island.
Perfect.
And what was the name of your company?
Local Splash. Like local, like you're like around you, and then splash, like you're jumping into the water.
Oh, okay.
We're a partner of Google. We've been around for going on 20 years in December. We have over 10,000 clients nationwide as well. And Jason, what is your last name?
Byler, B as in boy, Y-L-E-R.
And what's a good email for you?
It'll be North Star Christmas, and then lighting with two I's after light at gmail.com. And how quick's the turnaround time for the Google page and everything to be up?
We generally have your actual Google page already up, like, within the first week or two. Sometimes it's even less than that. I've seen us get people's Google pages up within the first 72 hours. We'll pump out, like, start pumping out your advertisements on behalf of you, as well as get that website out generally within the first 2 to 3 weeks, and you'll start landing jobs specifically because of how well we target the Facebook side of things. As for the actual first page placement, you can see that generally within the first month or so when you're actually getting onto the first page. But we say the top page placement because we don't just want to stop at getting you at the first page. We want to put you at the very top results. We generally give you that within about a 45-day mark. And so right then, really, that's when the night and day difference happens, because especially from looking at the timeline that we're working with, you'll be right in the center of when people are really nailing down and getting those Christmas lights up. So you're just going to see a huge influx of flow coming in. And that's just going by the history of last year as well. Jason, I see, I'm sorry, the lighting part, which part had the double I?
Right after the light. So the L-I-G-H-T-I-I.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to think if this would be worth it for this year yet, just being that we have about 3 weeks left of the season before it really kind of just comes to a halt. If it's not going to have, if it's really not going to be ready to go for another 2 or 3 weeks, this may be something I want to reach out to you on maybe January when I start up my pressure washing business.
No, I think with how effective that everything is, especially where our positioning is just going to put you, it's going to get you a huge influx of jobs just within the Facebook. And then once you get on that first page, and then looking at, I mean, it looks like within your area, people are really still going for Christmas lightings. And like, I have analytics I can look this over with till about mid-December. So you have a pretty good window that we can still take care of. No problem.
Okay.
And With that, I do see we have on file a billing address of 5182 Tower LNDG.
Yeah.
Is that Tower Lane?
It'd be Tower Landing.
Landing? Gotcha.
Landing at the landing strip, yep.
Perfect. Now give me one moment. I'm just applying these discounts for us.
So the $259 a month, that I could pause that. Like if the season comes to a halt, like I'm not getting business anymore, I could pause that until I got
some
businesses up and running.
Yeah, my recommendation is, I mean, if you're like, you can pause it, but from what you're saying, you're starting up at the start of January, right?
I'll be starting the pressure washing to permanent lighting side of things in January.
Okay.
I still need to get a rig and stuff like that.
Okay. So, yeah, if you do need, like, a couple weeks to get that rig together, I mean, with the amount of money we're going to have coming towards you with the holiday lighting, I think you should be well, established in your pockets, at least financially, to get, like, all that handled. But if you do need a few weeks, like, in the start of January just to still get that together, that's totally an option at no cost or anything to pause it. But if you do get it together, we could just hit the ground running in January and immediately switch over to getting you programmed on that side of things and then really just have your feet under you when you're starting up, not really having to nitpick and get whatever you can.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's totally an option for you for sure. We do that all the time. And one more time, can I get your last name, Jason?
Yeah, B as in boy, Y-L-E-R, Weiler.
Thank you. All right, and what kind of card are we going to be using today?
I'll be debit card, MasterCard.
Great. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, give me one. Let me pull it up.
Sure thing.
And you said the total today is like 250 something?
249.
Okay, perfect. All right, the card number is 5175-4617-8273-6617.
Perfect. And the expiration date, please?
That is 8/28.
And the CV code as well, please.
099.
Thank you. Now, Jason, we are never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the amount of traffic we're going to have coming your way, and sadly, because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is kind of up there. So we want to prevent anything malicious from happening. So we set up a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would ask us this question and we'd immediately answer it for you. Now we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
We can do mother's maiden name.
Great. And what's the answer for that?
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Thank you. Now, I have to do one more thing before I can actually process this payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, as well as it's just an added form of protection for you. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Perfect. All right. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
North Star Christmas Light Installers.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jason Byler, owner of the business.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, if you could, open up your contacts in your phone. I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one you contact us from now on, as well as where we contact you from. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
All right. One, four. All right, what's the phone number?
It's going to be 877-635-6225.
All right, got it.
All right, and you...
What's that? How does it repeat? 877-635-6225?
Yep, 877-635-6225. That's correct. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sorry, one more time.
Yeah. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Essentially, if you hire anyone else on to do any type of marketing for you, just let us know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, November 18th, in the amount of $249. This will be on the 15th day, your payment for the second payment will incur each month on the 18th day. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month in service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now.
All right.
All right, sir. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be a great relationship that will last years to come and not only get you in the right place with this holidays lighting, we're going to put you there, but really when you get into that pressure washing and possibly that permanent lighting, we're going to really put you where you want to be. Now, there's just one thing I would need you to do. You should have been sent a text. Our system's been a little bit weird about sending them out, so let me know if you don't receive it. I can resend it to you. I'll probably just go ahead and do that. But it's going to be a link to our terms and conditions I just need you to sign. And then once you can do that, we can schedule that client interview.
All right, just sign that.
Yes, please.
And then for the username and password, do I just create one or?
They'll create that with you after the client interview.
Okay,
perfect. Thank you for signing that. Let's go ahead and get that client interview scheduled. Now, we have pretty much availability all day today until 7 o'clock your time.
Okay.
Would you be available for like a 30 to 40 minute long?
Yeah, I have an install at 5, but it shouldn't take me more than an hour. I'll be home around 6:30 to 7. Would I be able to schedule one for 7, or I need to be scheduled for like 6:30 so it's done by 7?
Would 6 o'clock be okay?
I just don't want to like have my job go longer than I think it's going to go and then end up missing it. Yeah, I'm doing a pretty easy install tonight, but I just don't want to go over time and miss out on it. But otherwise, I don't have anything scheduled for tomorrow.
We're wide open tomorrow, too.
Honestly, I could probably take a call today, really any time up until 4 o'clock.
Okay. So it's 1 right now, so we could do a call at, how would 3 o'clock be?
3 o'clock will work.
Okay. Actually, would 2 be okay?
Yeah, 2 should be fine. Let me check
okay,
my calendar perfect. And make sure I don't have a meeting on there. I don't think I have anything today. Let's see, calendar. Yeah, I got nothing on the calendar for
perfect.
Afternoon,
let's
so
go
yeah,
ahead. Let's go ahead and do it for that. And Jason, I have your number here as 234-430-1244. Is that a good one?
Yep, that's a good one.
Cool. And if you do me one favor, please, so that number that I texted you from, could you just send me your email address? Because I really feel like I still don't have that put down correctly.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me.
I really appreciate that. I'm sorry.
So I have the number that the original link came on, then I have the Local Splash contact. You want me to text the contact or the first number?
It should be the same number, but it's 877-635-6225.
Okay, I'll take that number for you. Okay.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, I just sent that email over.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I got that. All right. So we have you scheduled for that client interview in the next hour. I will actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get y'all acquainted.
Okay.
But otherwise, we're all good to go. We'll call you then and get everything rolling again. I want to welcome you onto the team. I really think this is going to be a great game changer for you and your business and the next one that you start up in January. But again, Jason, I'll talk to you here shortly and we'll get everything rolling, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Likewise. Have a good one. Speak to you shortly.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.